Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, excellent. Welcome to the show. Alan Lee is here. I'm here.
Yes,
and
I'm
our
here.
Guest tonight is Izmo. Is that, am I saying that right?
I guess I think I think it's pretty good.
Oh,
yeah. Izmo.
Yeah, Izmo. Like, I don't, actually, the problem is that I don't know how to say it myself.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm here, I know how to say it in Finland, but.
How do you say it in Finland?
Izmo.
Izmo.
But in here, it's like Izmo. It's kind
Ismael.
Of.
Ismael.
Yeah. Well, I think it's derived from that originally, I guess. But it's just Izmo or Izmo.
I always get nervous when I like have guys like, I mean, I love you. I think you're the greatest comic, but I always get nervous because I don't like messing up names. Mm. And I've had Nemer on, and I've had so many people, and I just and part of it is because I have a speech stutter. You know what I mean? But then like I still feel bad when I mess it up. So if I mess it up, you could hit Alan.
Okay, excellent.
See, that's why I'm here.
And I'm so used to it, like, as long as it's not Izmo, I think. Because I've got that also. A lot.
Oh, Izmo?
Because, like, it's like the letter I. Like, English is the weird language that it could be E or I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're from Finland. You won. I probably should have given you an introduction to their listeners. You won the funniest person in the world at the Laugh Factory. A couple of years ago, right? The contest.
Yeah.
And then you've been on Conan. And it says here, last call of Carson Daly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that also, yeah.
Like that's what they gave me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that like a year ago.
Yeah, Carson Conan Daly. But I think it's so impressive because you won the Laugh Factory contest. That's like that was the biggest one ever because every single comedian that I know, you know, submitted for that. So,
And
you won the funniest person in the world.
It's kind of a crazy title. It's really helped me a lot because that made it possible to move here and everything, and mm-hmm. it's been great. And like, it's a title mm-hmm. that I sometimes, mm-hmm. like, if I'm in a new place, I don't want the MC to announce me with that title because sometimes it's too much.
Because like if you bomb or something.
Yeah, or like the pressure. Like what?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Very good. I like that.
Do they mention that when
Well, sometimes, yeah. But sometimes the title is kind of it's like an insane title. Like
yeah.
I think it's well named competition because then it got lots of press and stuff. So
yeah.
So it's
I like how you're very humble about it too. You know, like
yeah. I think yeah.
Yeah.
I guess there are comics who actually are like super bragging and
yeah.
stuff, but I always be the beta male comic or the self-deprecating, so yeah. Bragging with titles seems really weird.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I won that? Oh, okay. So that's really nice about you, because like if I would have won it, I would be bragging all, you know, I'd have a huge ego, and that's not right.
I know that's not right,
so I think it's really cool that...
Well, yeah. Thanks.
We've run into other artists with egos as big as a mountain.
I can imagine, yeah.
All of us have run into them.
Yeah.
Do you know how big mountains are?
Mountains, yeah. Yeah, we have some in Finland.
They have beautiful mountains in Finland.
Yeah, I don't know what's the definition of a mountain, though. But at least hills, like ski centers and stuff. So
skiing,
it's kind
of course.
That's what I thought. A mountain was just something you climb, and you know, if you're not good, you fall.
Could be
like a mountain.
Could be.
No.
Well, what about the molehill?
Oh, that's good.
Very good. Molehill.
Mountain out of a molehill.
That's a new definition.
Mm.
That's good.
That's the idiom in.
Absolutely.
In Finnish, we say make a bull out of a fly or something like. It's kind of the similar.
Now, we were listening to the other interviews because, like, I don't like to ask the same questions. You know? Like, do you ever get tired of answering the exact same
questions?
Again,
another the same question.
I don't mind. You don't mind? I don't mind that, but, like, of course, it's also exciting to hear new questions.
Yeah.
We'll try.
Because we'll try. But, like, we were listening to a podcast. I don't remember what it was called, but it was, Hooter and, what's his name?
Or
Martin.
Hooter and Martin. So we were listening to that one. It was very funny. But they were just talking about Finland. And I was like, well, we only have one Finland question, and that's, how do you say, do you do anal in Finland?
Anal.
Yeah.
I'm sure, yes.
That was all. That was Alan's question. But that's
the
only question.
No, your question.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure it's kind of universal nowadays. Yeah. So.
There you go.
Yeah, and we got like broadband connection to the internet, so we have been influenced by that a lot also.
He wanted to hear it in Finnish.
Yeah, how do you say it in is Finnish? How do you say it?
Yeah.
It must sound
well, like, it, we just add, like, in most words like that, we just add, like, the letter I at the end.
Oh.
So, like, anal, that could, in Finnish, that's anaali.
That's really funny.
Thank you.
So that's a good lesson, just on everything, just add I.
Yeah, it's like all these kind of like like elephant in Finnish is elefantti.
Elefanti.
They wanted me to mention your shows, and I should probably do it because I have a tendency of I have a form of autism called Asperger's, and like if I get like really focused on a subject, I'll forget what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think that happens to everybody sometimes. Yeah. But you could have just said that.
Yeah. No. But what I'm saying is, like, I should mention the shows because we said we'd mention it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely a good plan.
Yeah. And if I would have forgot, I would have felt really, really bad.
Well, you should do it now.
You know, so I'm going to do it now so I don't forget, but I'm going to try to do it again at the end.
Hey, that's a good
plan. You know, but if I forget at the end, I could just be, at least I did it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you're not going to forget.
I'm not going to forget.
Also, sometimes I forget stuff, but does it mean that I have also that? I don't know.
We all have it now.
Yeah, I think everyone has a form of that, and ADD and OCD, and like everyone has something nowadays. You know?
Yeah, and everything in America is three letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like STD, OCD. You never knew what's the. Everything. I got a DUI.
DUI.
No, do it yourself. No, that's
DUI.
DUI. DUI.
But DUI is the other one.
Yeah, that's the.
We're scared of that one, Ishmael.
Yeah.
Scared of
that. And even even people are three letters, like this LBJ and JFK. Everything is three letters. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. What would Donald Trump be in three letters?
Trump Tower.
No, Don't. Three letters, not words.
I'm trying.
I don't even know his middle name. Roseanne Barr.
D.T.
Yeah, D. I don't know, but... Okay, but you're performing at the Oxnard Living Live June 14th through the 17th. That's a great club.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it's great. I've never been there before.
Yeah.
It's very soon.
In Ventura Harbor, which is about 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great club. And that's June 14th through the 17th. And then the Melrose Improv, another great club.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
On the 19th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like and
the food
then
is very good there.
The food is very good at the Melrose Improv, and I guess according to Alan, it's not so good at Levity Life.
I'm not sure about Levity Life, and I don't want to be the critique of food.
Well,
this guy's a critic.
I
a
hope
food
it's
critic.
Good. I'm planning to eat.
Yeah. No, please.
No,
please,
the food is
that.
Great at Levity Live.
Oh, yeah.
But
he
just mentions the food's good at one club.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You should do both.
Yeah,
I love both. Believe me, I'll eat anywhere.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be in Finland in July, and the food is very good in Finland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some food.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to eat lots of reindeer when I go there. That's the thing.
Is that really
a thing? Yeah, we eat reindeer a lot, especially in the north.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know you could eat reindeer. I mean, I guess you could because, you could eat anything.
A deer is a deer. This is a reindeer like a reindeer.
I'll be honest. I didn't think reindeer actually existed.
I have kind of got that. Like it's kind of like Bambi or like
Rudolph.
Yeah. But yeah, in Finland, it's just a ton of those at the roads, and people hit them with cars all the time. It's just there's so much of them in the north. People just hurt them a lot.
Have you ever hit a reindeer with your car?
No. But it's been close.
Really?
Yeah.
I imagine it would be very painful on your car.
Yeah, it's kind of smaller. So like I think like if people hit also mooses a lot with cars.
Yeah, I've heard of mooses.
When you hit a moose with a car, then you normally die. But with a reindeer, it's okay because they're so small.
You die when you hit a moose?
Well, you could. They're big animals.
Yeah, they're
So nothing would happen to the moose?
Well, the moose will die also.
Oh, well, as long as the moose dies too, then I guess
it depends on the car.
Yeah, yeah, and also the speed a little bit.
Yeah. Is it the Volvo?
That's Swedish.
Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. No, I apologize. I thought you both drove the Volvo.
People drive Sweden. That. Or is it like Saab?
Saab.
That's Swedish.
Thank you.
They used to even make it in Finland sometimes, but it's still a Swedish. But I think Volvo is also Swedish.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many things in Sweden.
Like, they like to make cars in Sweden.
I guess a few.
Do you mind answering what kind of car you drive in Finland? Like what's your...
Well, actually, I just sold my Finland car because I'm here so much, but a BMW.
BMW. Baller.
Three letters. Yeah, that's the only car, I think, with three letters. So I have to pick that. But the reason, of course, is that it's rear-wheel drive. I've heard that they start to make front-wheel drives now, and I'm not ever going to get that. But I hope they still make rear-wheel drives in the future because that's like... Especially in Finland when there's snow in the winter.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I just love to drift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you can just do that with the rear. So when it's a snowy road or like, so, yeah. And with the gravel also.
And then you're also going to be in Scotland in August. Me announcing your tour's taking forever. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a great tour.
I'm going to be in Chicago next week.
Oh, Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago Improv.
The Chicago Improv.
Wow.
Yeah, next week.
Have you read History of Chicago? And, you know, it's our city of criminals sometimes.
Scare him.
No, what I'm saying is it has a lot of history.
Well, I definitely have seen some of the movies like Al Capone and stuff like that.
So. That's correct. Thank you.
But now alcohol is legal, so it should be fine.
My dad actually lives in Chicago, so I'm going to tell him to go see you.
Oh, very great.
So, yeah.
That's 7th through the 10th of June. Yeah.
7th through
10th. 7th through 10th, June 7th.
I apologize. I would have announced that, but it wasn't on the paper.
Yeah, no worries. No, yeah.
And then you're going to be at the Just for Laughs in Toronto in September.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Toronto, yeah. I did the Montreal last summer, and now I'm doing the Toronto.
Yeah. I've always wanted to do that, but I gotta find like a manager who knows how to get me into that stuff. You know what I mean? Like I don't know how.
Yeah,
to do
I don't need. Like they just emailed somebody that like welcome. I don't know how the process goes. But
That's the thing that sucks about social media and emails. Remember the olden days where you could just pick up a phone and call someone?
I hated that.
Hated that?
I hate calling.
Oh, you do?
Especially here, because, like, I don't know if you know this, but English is my it's second language. So when I order a pizza, I get the wrong ingredient.
Do you?
Well, sometimes. Like, it's so hard on the phone to kind of, especially if the other person in the other end also has some sort of a different accent and I have an accent, so then like both are speaking second language. And in person, you can always like use your hands and stuff. But
yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense for you know someone obviously like you and stuff, but like for someone like me, like I hate emails. You know what I mean? Because it's like I'm more of a verbal guy. You know?
Well, I always prefer like meeting. Like I always want to have a meeting with somebody if we're planning something.
But yeah.
Like, and I like to talk on the phone to people like I've met before, but then like calling to like an office or something with us the thing I'd rather go online and try to figure it out online rather than call. The best thing is to go.
Just go in
person. I love that.
Yeah, and then you meet security and you become good friends with them, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it's impossible here to go to every place.
And then your website has more shows at www.ismo.fun. Did I say your name right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes, excellent. Perfect.
That's pretty cool that you have a .fun.
Yeah, it's F-U-N, fun. Yeah. It's a kind of, like a new thing. We just, like a year ago, that kind of became available to even have a dot fun.
And, oh, really?
And we booked it right away. So it's, yeah, I think it's a new thing. That's why.
Yeah, because it's usually .net, .com or something.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes people don't understand that's possible. So yeah. I don't know if it's a good website because people think, like, what? That can't be real. But it's real.
It is real. And yeah. I think it's a perfect website for you because your comedy is fun.
Most comedy is fun, actually. But yeah.
But like your comedy, like, is really funny.
Well,
you know?
Thanks.
So like, you know, you won the funniest person in the world.
Oh yeah, well that dot fun should then I think it's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I saw your set on Conan and that was awesome. And like I love the Conan because I think Conan's the only talk show who's still giving comedians a chance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they have lots of comedy there, yeah.
Yeah. But like yours was like, you know, like usually they're hit or miss and yours I was just laughing the entire time.
Hey, great.
You know,
I'm glad to hear that.
So I was like, wow. And then when I saw that, I was like, I got to get him on the podcast. And then I made some emails and got you on the podcast.
Excellent.
Thank you for doing it.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's like the longest intro ever.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks a lot. Like the Conan thing, that has been so great because like the clip on Facebook went kind of
viral.
Yeah. I've been stopped on the street so many times. Like, hey, you're the ass guy, because it was about the word ass.
Yeah,
oh, it was great.
So yeah, people like it really kind of took off. So
that writing was just so good. Like, the performance was awesome too, but your joke writing is so.
Thanks.
Like, I really admire it. Like, it's so. That's my comedy. You know what I mean?
Oh, thanks a lot.
I love that comedy.
When I went down to meet Ismaili, I was immediately I started joking about the joke, and I felt you looked at me. I said, you know, I started the ass thing with you, and I said, too soon?
No.
Did this guy freak you out when he first met you?
No.
You can be honest.
Yeah, no, it was good. Like, he talks about my ass the first second, so it's, I'm used to that. Good.
Well, see, I went downstairs because I noticed he forgot his phone, and I was like, oh, I should probably give him his phone so he could call me when you're here, and I could get everything set up, and then I ran into you guys.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, caring, very comic.
Yeah, Alan actually had a very serious question for you.
You know, Ishmael. You know, I've been in therapy for about 13 years, and when I saw you on Conan, me being a big Conan fan, I was just wondering: was there anything after the show that you found that you could call Conan cuddly or warm?
Sure, like he was huge. That was the first surprise. I had no idea that he's that tall. Like
he's a giant.
Yeah, he's like, because he's normally sitting down. So when he came, I was like, wow.
That's very good.
He doesn't usually walk to the people, too. And he walked to you.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Ishmael, that was a wonderful answer. This is a joke that he makes me do. I turn to the guest. And I tell them, I've been in therapy for 14 years, and then I allude to something, and you react. You see what we did. It was a little bit of a joke.
It's really not funny if he has to explain the joke, though.
No, but he did. It was hilarious.
Yeah, the first thing I thought that your therapy is not really working.
Oh, thank you.
I think like after like 5 or 6 years, I would go to a different guy.
See, because Ismo's the type of comic who can make everything funny.
I'm not a person
made
that does
terrible
jokes.
Joke hilarious.
I don't like to do practical jokes. You twisted my arm.
How do you do that? Like, is that just something? Like, did you learn that, or is that just something you were born with?
I was always like super interested in the jokes and comedy, like since I was a little kid, and make like kind of like silly pranks and I didn't do pranks that much, but like kind of just do things in a silly way and kind of even as a small kid. But definitely there's something to learn. But also I think my brain kind of works like when I hear a word, I often just kind of see like lots of different things that it could be connected to.
Right.
So I think that helps. And it's also, that makes it really difficult because I tried to meditate or something and it's impossible. Oh. Like like if you like try to focus on one thing,
right?
I can't do that because then my brain is like.
So you focus on several things.
Yeah, like or like not focus on any. Like if like let's say you think of like an apple.
Okay.
Like think of an apple. Then I immediately tried like okay, apple juice and apple. Some apple cider vinegar, and then it just goes somewhere, and then like Adam's apple, and there's so many things, and then suddenly I have like 100 things in my head, like I was supposed to just focus on one thing. So I think my brain is kind of scattered, and that sometimes helps with comedy because then I can suddenly see something that's kind of related to the thing, but it's not obvious.
Yeah.
I think that's the if there's any method.
I don't know what
that is a method.
Yeah, that's definitely a method. I don't know what the medical term of it, but like every human brain is totally different and it's wired different. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think you're wired as a genius because to do that, that's really incredible. Mm. You know,
well, like sometimes I hope that sounds
it's a good
sounds,
it's a well, good
that
thing.
Sounds nice, but like it's sometimes really. Really, like a problem because it's hard to focus. Like it's. I think most comedians have some sort of ADD anyway.
I'm
but
so glad to hear that.
But like I think I definitely have something like that. But I don't know if it's like any like thing to worry about. But it's still like
I don't think it's a thing to worry about.
Because like to like sit down and write a book sounds impossible. Write a joke. That's possible, but like concentrate something for a long time. It's not like
so. It's harder for you to concentrate on hard stuff, but it's easier for you to concentrate on easy stuff.
Yeah, and it's easy to concentrate on new ideas.
Yeah,
but then when I have the idea, then like a minute later I'm bored, and then I want to get another idea. So it's hard to stay In school, I did really well in school always, but I didn't do much homework. I just listened during the class, and I asked questions, and I was kind of participating, especially in like high school and stuff. But then, like concentrating on doing homework at home, that was
just going
like,
to do
I, like I could have, but I just didn't because I did well anyway. So I was kind of I don't need it. So
I think I have like the same pattern as you because in school I could do it like that, you know what I mean? And I didn't do the homework. And then you know how like on the final exam it tests everything you learned through the whole year. I always failed on the final exams, but I always passed on all the tests. You know what I mean?
Ah, okay.
So I don't know what that's called, but you know. So I think I'm like that. Oh. Where I could focus short term, but not long term.
So you kind of remembered short-term. Everything from the past month or so, but then like not from the year.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I studied when there was a test. I used to like the last just the previous night. I read like something.
It's cramming.
Yeah.
Cramming.
But I think I did pretty well on tests also.
That's
but,
good. Did you write jokes when you were like studying for something? Like, oh, JFK. Oh, here's a JFK joke.
Yeah, like I like well, my like even test papers. Sometimes I drew funny pictures of piles of shit or something. just drew something funny in the corners and.
I'm glad to hear this. I've never heard anyone say that while they were taking a test that they had funny thoughts. That's amazing to me because I have never experienced. In a test, I couldn't be funny when I was looking at it.
Oh yeah,
because they're focused on the passing.
Well, mostly yeah, but like still, like sometimes something strikes as funny, and then like I it's so long since I was in school. Like
no, no, but it's
now,
also
but,
for writing too.
But yeah, I think even in those situations, okay. I came up with some idea, but I wasn't doing comedy back then, so I had no use for jokes yet. I didn't know. I thought I'm going to be a teacher or I don't know what.
Sure.
But I still kept writing things and put like just if there was an idea, I think I wrote it down. But when I was a kid or teenager, because there was no stand-up. Oh, sorry. Oh. Microphone.
Oh, it's okay.
There was no stand-up in Finland. Like, you couldn't see it anywhere. So I didn't know that you can do that. I just thought that if you want to do something funny, you have to, like, do a sketch show on TV because that's the only thing I saw. Or do a funny radio show or do, like, funny songs. But, like, stand-up as the art form hasn't really... There was some guys doing it, I think, in the 90s and stuff, but it wasn't on TV, so I couldn't see it.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Right.
I just saw the last 30 seconds of Seinfeld episodes, and that was really? The only stand-up I saw. But then when stand-up kind of came to Finland, like the year, like 2001, and stuff, like around then immediately I went and tried it and fell in love with it.
And there's only like a handful of Finland stand-ups, right?
Yeah, there's like...
So that stage time and getting really, really good was like more power, you know?
Well, like when I started 2002, the first gig I ever did was like 15 minutes, and then the second gig was like 20 with like basically new stuff, because it was, I did once a month the same student bar like thing.
Right.
Which was great. It was like 200 people in the audience. It was really good. But just like so I did one gig a month the first year I did. Wow. I didn't go to other cities. And it was the same crowd.
Wow.
So we had to write new stuff.
Oh.
So it was completely different of how do you start comedy now. You do the first 5 minutes like 100 times. But I just did 20 minutes and then another 20 minutes later. And so I had to just write a lot. But there was not many opportunities to go on stage. But then like a year or two later, then I was just touring around Finland and or gigging, and then I did lots of gigs every week. But
but
the first year was just like once a month.
Yeah. So you also like filmed specials in Finland.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is like, that like pressure? Is that more pressure out? You know, because you've done like what, five or six of them?
Well, yeah. I put out I think 4 DVDs in Finland. In Finland, we just talk about DVDs or something.
Oh, DVDs.
We don't have kind of the word special because there's normally they are not on TV. I think the TV aired one of my old DVDs actually in Finland, and I've done lots of TV in Finland also, but like mostly it's not stand up, it's just some other shows and stuff. But
but that's like four or 5 hours of material.
Yeah, but like I've done way more even in Finland. I've done 7 like 90 minute shows. I was like tours, and they were all different. So, but I've only published a few of those.
Yeah.
But I recorded them all. Maybe I should publish more DVDs soon.
Yes.
And I should have a look into my old Finnish stuff that can some of that be translated to English, because I've forgotten most of the old stuff.
Yeah.
You
should do that and then do specials out here and get them released in that order, and then you'll have more than George Carlin.
Well, that'd be a good goal. Hey, maybe that's a good goal to set, like how many hours of released material. Like as far in America, I don't have released anything yet.
Yeah,
But I'm. Yeah,
I think you should, because I watch you. I've seen you at the Rec Room, and I've seen you do a guest spot at the Irvine Improv, and I've seen you obviously on Conan. And every time I see you, you know, you control the crowd. So I could definitely see you on a Netflix special. You know what I mean?
Oh well, thanks. Hopefully I'll do some sort of special soon, because like that definitely I want to publish stuff here and then just start working on the new hour and then the new one.
Yeah.
Definitely I want to be a guy who puts out new material all the time.
Yeah.
Like that's what I've been doing in Finland also. So I don't want to be the guy who does the same set for his entire career.
Oh, right.
There's lots of those guys also. But
you have sent shockwaves to the American comics. Some people, they do the same material for such a long time.
Yeah, and like you can do that and make a living with that, but it's still kind of so. It's like, kind of why wouldn't you write some new stuff? I agree.
What a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I've been doing the same act for about 4 years, but I'm a feature comic. I don't get a lot of stage time. You know what I mean? I just get the 20 minute spots, and I don't get the time to really work on new stuff. Like
I had also that problem. Like last year, like the first time when I got here, I was like gigging at the Laugh Factory and some other clubs, and I didn't want to try out new stuff in those places.
Because you wanted to, have me
and
back.
I didn't have any like places to try out new stuff. Now I have some places I can actually try out new stuff with still a decent audience, so it's not just like 5 other comics. And so, because those places are difficult to try out anything, but when there's no proper audience. But now it's been getting. But like also. Like new stuff, that's all my obsession always is new stuff. I write like every day, I write up ideas, but most of them don't go on stage, but I still put down ideas all the time. And when I go to Finland, I just book like a 2-hour show, and I just do 2 hours of new stuff. Maybe start with an old bit, but then like just do lots of new stuff and try it out to a small crowd. But I can't do that here. Like I can't do 2 hours of new stuff anywhere here.
Yeah.
So I just have to put like 1 or 2 bits somewhere in between. And
Now, would you say you're more comfortable on stage in Finland when you're doing that, or are you more comfortable on the road when you're... Because on the road, it's different audiences, too.
Yeah, like I started to do more road gigs just the end of last year and now this year in America. Other than mostly I was here in LA.
Right.
The first year I moved here, and yeah, it's definitely different than then when you can do a longer set. Mm-hmm. That's good, but yeah, I don't know. Like in Finland, it's kind of different. In Finland, I can do whatever basically. Yeah. Like people know me much more, of course, there, mm-hmm. and I can.
Yeah.
I can, if I book a small venue and say I'm doing new stuff, people will come. But here, if I could do that, there might be nobody there. So,
really,
I don't know. Like, but like, and I don't want to do like, I don't want to do new stuff when I'm doing a headlining spot somewhere. Mm-hmm. Of course,
right.
So that's not the place to try out new stuff. So, that's it's still kind of a thing where like. Where I can actually try out new stuff, and that's like you said, that's like
that's
your
the hard
case
part
and,
in LA. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely. I think there should be a culture for that, like more places to actually try out new stuff, even like longer sets. But
yeah.
it's
that's our complaint. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's because like that's the whole thing. Like if. If you do the same set for a long time,
starts you always, becoming a script.
Yeah, and you think that like that's your best set, but I think I still think that I have not written my best set yet. Like I always think the new jokes are better than the old ones.
Right.
So I'm always like I just believe that if it doesn't make sense to try to make the old set just a bit better all the time, but just.
Yeah,
ditch it and make a new one.
Well, I see guys like, because you know, I do comedy as well, and I see guys like, they say, "Oh, this was never gonna beat this set." You know what I mean? And then, in my mind, it's thinking, I think every joke is better than the previous joke, just like you. So I don't think a joke can ever be a perfect joke. I think there'll be more jokes higher than the perfect joke.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
definitely.
Just all about writing it and finding that path. With your mind or whatever.
But I was thinking, you know how you have a classic car that everyone likes that year the car was made. So couldn't we have at least one classic joke?
Sure. Yeah, like, and there is like, sometimes, like the first set of a comic, that it might have a couple of jokes that are like so good, like kind of they can follow you your entire life, like couple of things, but
right.
Like then normally I think it's just it gets better and better as you write more,
mm-hmm.
unless I think mm-hmm. with some people it's the other way around, when they get too much fans and their fans love everything they do.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Then they're just performing to their fans and they just
that's
love
not really
everything.
For comedy, yeah.
So I think some specials you hear that it's okay, the people are loving it, but like it's still that it's not.
Exactly.
The jokes are not good enough
that's
for
right.
new people who
new
don't
people
who are not
who
fans.
That's
so,
right.
So I think there's kind of a balance
that's right.
in
true.
That. So, like, mm-hmm. sometimes definitely there's some comics with the first set is the best one, and then they go downhill. But I I hope that's not the case in most of us. So,
no, please.
Would you say your first set was the best one, or because I think you know the few times I've seen you, I've always thought you were hilarious.
But,
so.
Well, thanks. I like, but my first set was 15 years ago. But like that, I don't do any of that anymore. Like,
yeah.
I changed in Finland. I've actually changed the set like almost 10 times, like seven times, like completely.
Yeah.
But in English, I still sometimes do a couple of my really old bits on some gigs. But mostly the set I do now is kind of all different than, for example, 2 years ago when I moved here. So it's. I would say that now it's completely different. And I'm like the Edinburgh Fringe Festival that I'm doing in August. Like that, you always have to bring a new show there, and it's an hour. And that's kind of a like in the UK scene where most of the comics do that every year or every other year. They always write a completely new set. In the UK, even comics who have not like kind of made it.
Right.
Like
mm-hmm.
they still have to do lots of new stuff for Edinburgh. So,
mm-hmm.
but in America, basically people just work on their first set as long as they kind of get it released, and then they have to write a new set. Yeah. But in the UK, I think people write more, but sometimes still like an hour every year is kind of impossible for most people. So it's like half fillers. So sometimes it's not good. So it's a balance between that. I think it's...
I mean, I've been doing comedy for 11 years, and I only have about 45 minutes to an hour of material, and that's terrible, because, you know, you've been doing it for so long. You have
15, 16 years.
Yeah, and in Finland, you have all this material, and then, you know, you just said that the United States, you have different material than when you first started. I think that's incredible, because...
Well, I definitely think it's important to just keep writing. And I say in Finnish, I would say I have like maybe 12 hours of stuff. But I couldn't do most of the old stuff. I don't even remember it anymore. And it's something, it's like obsolete. But still altogether, at least that much. And in English, I think I'd had like 3 hours of stuff or something.
Wow. You know, I'm fascinated because you as a comic from Finland and European and so forth, and you've gone to these different venues... Well, different countries, and for you to say that England, you felt, and I'm sure that's true, they write more there, and it's just interesting. You would say they write more there because
the Edinburgh Fringe Festival forces you to if you do that, and most comics do that every year, the huge festival, the month long festival, and then you have to have a new show there, basically.
Sure.
And the show, normally they have a theme for the show and like a name and like a poster. And so it's like a new thing.
Right.
Some people recycle their old bits into the new show, I guess. But
sure.
Like mostly the thing is that you have to do the new show. So that's why they have to write it.
Okay.
So
in London, the new show in London, like the festival in England.
Yeah, that's in Edinburgh, in Scotland.
See, I'm sorry. Scotland. Yeah. See, the problem with Americans is, you know, you say Scotland and I'm saying England, and I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but they say UK. Just say UK.
UK. So I'm thinking, you know, Scottish and
yeah.
Thank you. No, I understand what you're saying.
But that's in Scotland. That,
yeah.
But people, of course, do that show elsewhere.
Yes,
but
sir.
That's kind of the
mecca.
Yeah, the mecca of the UK scene, basically.
Thank you.
Now, you also had a sitcom in Finland, and.
Yeah.
Explain what's that like over there than out here?
Well, I haven't done it out here, so it's hard to compare.
Oh,
but
like out here, they're like 30 minutes and, you know, they're
network. Yeah, well, that was
families.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But like that was in that the world of the sitcom was, I was basically like myself, like a guy doing gigs and comedy and a weird manager and stuff like that and a wife. And so it was... But no kid, so it wasn't like a classical like family sitcom. But it was kind of based on my life, but it was way more crazy and like it was scripted.
Why don't you pitch it out here?
No, sure.
Yeah.
I could pitch. I have some other ideas also. And I don't know. In here, of course, I can't do the same thing that I did there. Like here,
to do the same thing.
Yeah. But like definitely, I'd love to do a show here. But like I have a few ideas for a show. But yeah, I wouldn't do the same show though.
Yeah. I'm not, but I look at you and I see huge mega star, you know what I mean? And I also see sitcom star.
Well, I'd like to see that.
Nice.
Yeah,
those
sure.
Are nice.
And Alan could be your weird manager because look what he wears.
Glad, more than glad to do that.
Excellent. Yeah, great. And but like I don't know if it makes sense to play a comedian.
Sure.
Like to do the same kind of world. I have some other ideas, But yeah, definitely it would be great to, because like in Finland, it was great to do it. It's just like America is America and Hollywood, like the budget and everything and the team is way bigger. In Finland, it's smaller.
I guess that was what my question in the deep was kind of meaning. Like, how is that? Like, because Finland's obviously, I mean, do they have studios? I don't know. I've never been. You know what I mean?
Well, so. I guess they do. But like that was location stuff. Like we had the house where we did the house scenes and then we had whatever location.
Sure,
so,
sure.
But kind of what I've got the impression about American productions is that it's no wonder that this is like the number one place in the world to do TV or movies, because it's huge. Because like in Finland, the population of Finland is less than LA. So it's everything is a bit smaller.
Wow.
That's cool.
I did not know that.
Five and a half million.
Wow.
The whole population. And everybody who speaks the Finnish language is 5 million people. So
wow.
If you want to do gigs outside Finland, you better do English.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Do you think me and Alan could be successful in Finland? Because we're not that successful in LA.
Well, you can fly. Problems. You can go. You can fly there for $500 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the flights are cheap, so just go there and try out.
It's so funny because you know, when we're growing up in school, you know, when they make references to Finland, they don't really describe Finland, you know, in detail. You know, we get it from movies, you know. Like even Finland, you, for me, you know, I think of James Bond, and he's, you know, he's flying into Finland as a spy. These beautiful blonde Finnish women, that is really in our heads. Maybe you know that already.
I guess, like, I think that. Yeah, I think the beautiful blonde thing. That's like that. Like Sweden, I think it's the number one for that. But Finland is definitely up there.
We mix Finland in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's it's not a bad image to have. But then there's also lots of snow and coldness and dog poo under the snow. So,
Now I notice you're wearing a wedding ring, so obviously you're married.
No, he's married.
And is your wife like very is she very supportive that you decided to come to LA?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was really happy about it, and she liked it here too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because like in LA, you know, there's not a lot of supportive people like that. You know what I mean?
Which the Inquirer, you know, the magazine with the scandals, the Inquirer. Always divorce.
Yeah.
You're not. You're doing well.
It's been so important to have her support because, coming to a different country on the other side of the world,
it's scary.
Alone, it would be like way more scary, and it was kind of scary even with her. Like it's kind of it's a new culture.
Yes,
and everything.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, true, true.
So yeah, definitely appreciate that she has been tagging along.
Well, let me mention your gigs one more time. You're going to be in Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, 7 to 10.
June 7th through the 10th. I'm gonna call my dad and have him come see you. And if he comes and like he meets you, can you just tell him that like I'm a good son?
I can.
Okay. Be careful with that one.
Yeah. Just text me my line.
Okay. just say you know Keith's really a good son and you should really come back.
Yeah, with that voice.
Yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah
that's
yeah.
hard to text the voice.
Yeah.
A good son.
But no, like you know, like I tried to make a dark subject funny, but because you know how most dads. We'll talk off air, anyways. Yeah. And then you're gonna be at the Oxnard Levity Live. Has great food. June 14th and June 17th, and then the Melrose Improv June 19th has great food.
Very good food.
And good comedy also.
It has great comedy. Yeah. I see you, I feel like I see you there all the time though.
Sometimes I'm there.
Yeah. Is that like your home club?
Well, Laugh Factory is definitely where I started my whole thing here. Mm-hmm. Like the first
because
year
of the funniest.
They helped me a lot. So Laugh Factory I think I do that mostly, and comedy and magic. And then I do improv.
Comedy Magic.
Ice House sometimes.
Yeah, that's a great club, Comedy Magic. I've never done it, but I opened for Jeremy Hott, and Jeremy, he does it all the time, but that's the one gig I can't get in.
I've heard that like that and the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Magic were really difficult to get in, and those are the ones that I started.
Wow!
With.
Yeah,
so it's good kinda, for you. I went the wrong way around. Fantastic.
I think I love you even more now.
Wow!
And then
the Comedy and Magic store—you can't get any more California than that. That is right there
on the beach.
That is as California as you can get.
Yeah, it's so nice. Yeah, and they have great food also.
Oh, good.
And then you're doing Finland in July, Scotland in August, and then just for laughs in Toronto in September. For more dates, you could go to your website, www.ismo.fun, ISMO.fun.
Yes.
Ismail, it was so fun having you here.
Yeah, it was definitely
awesome.
Fun.
Thanks
for
having me.
And I'm a huge fan, and I'm so glad that I got to meet you because I've seen you do the stand up and you always make me laugh. And like part of it is like I get very nervous like meeting people after shows and stuff, you know what I mean? Saying I'm a comic too because it's kinda like weird. You know what I mean? But I'm a huge fan of yours and it's glad that I could actually talk to you for an hour.
This was great. Yeah. Going to talk to other comics, like It's always like I don't know how to do that. Like, yeah. Basically, I never like my I kind of years ago I just decided that I'm just not gonna go to talk to anybody. If they wanna talk to me, then they'll come. But like I just I'm so.
So you understand?
Yeah. Like I'm so bad at making initiatives with conversations. Yeah. I don't know. Like yeah, I remember like me seeing some like huge comics I really admired like years and years ago, and I after a show I saw them standing there, and I just. I was thinking 10 minutes, what do I say? I can't come up with anything, and then I just go away. It's so difficult to approach people.
Well, Ismail, do you have a social media where the folks at home could follow you, or just your website?
Yeah, Ismail Comedy. Ismail Comedy is like, that's on... Well, in Facebook, I think it's just Ismail, all caps.
Okay. All caps.
And on Twitter and Instagram, it's Ismail Comedy.
Now, last question. Is that how you really spell it, all caps, or is it capital I-S-M-O?
Well, I think all names are not spelled with all caps unless it's an abbreviation.
Well, I don't know.
But yeah, I just kind of been using all caps sometimes here because it's a short name. And also, with a name beginning with an I, you can always sometimes think that it's an L.
Yeah,
it's like a small L.
True.
So that's why I kind of go with all caps sometimes to make it clear that it's an I.
Very smart, mind of a genius, like I told you. It's great to have you, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.